International Media.
Hello, I'm Jan van der Made. On August 24 this year, Diljana Gajtandzeva was fired from her newspaper. As a reporter for the mass-circulating Truth or Labour Daily, she had published a story investigating allegations that massive amounts of US, Saudi and Bulgarian weapons were shipped by the Azerbaijani Silkway airline to Syria, where they ended up in the hands of jihadists related to Al-Qaeda and the Al-Nusra Front. Gajtandzeva was the first to use leaked document in Russian, English, Bulgarian and Arab published by an anonymous source that were obtained after a cyber breach at the Azerbaijani embassy in Sofia and that showed how the United States, Saudi Arabia, Bulgaria and other countries chartered the Azerbaijani Silkway airline to transport massive amounts of weapons to Syria. The documents corroborated Gajtandzeva's own findings from a trip in December 2016 to Aleppo, where she said locals had pointed her to an underground warehouse with mortar grenades and hand weapons made in Bulgaria for use allegedly by jihadists. But after her story was published, Diljana said she was interrogated by the Bulgarian National Security Agency, and after that things became even more bizarre. Let's listen to her story.
I got a phone call by the secretary of the newspaper, and this happened maybe 2 hours after my interrogation by the Bulgarian National Security Agency. And to be honest, this interrogation, first, I hadn't had a subpoena or further notice that I would have been interrogated. I just got a phone call by a special agent from the Bulgarian National Security Agency the previous day, and I got to their office.
Did this happen after the story was published?
Yes, actually, the reason for the Bulgarian National Security Agency to launch this investigation into the leaked documents, not the weapons supplies in general, only into the hack attack of the Azeri embassy, was their request to the Bulgarian authorities to investigate the issue. So they did investigate the issue and they did investigate my sources, and I refused to cooperate with them because my sources were anonymous. And even if I had known my sources, I'm a journalist, and under the Bulgarian legislation, I'm not obliged to disclose my sources. And all of a sudden, a few hours later, I got a phone call from the secretary of the newspaper, and she asked me to go to the office of the newspaper and to resign, send my resignation letter, and I didn't have other explanation.
They didn't give you any explanation as to why they terminated your contract?
No. The editor-in-chief had not even phoned me or explained to me why, because I was about to go to Syria and they just didn't want me to continue my investigation. And I had had a previous conversation with him about how I was going to further this investigation, because it was very interesting for the Bulgarians, for our readers. They definitely took a keen interest into this issue, and all of a sudden they just didn't want me to continue the story. But I'm not surprised.
The editor and owner of the newspaper, Petyo Blaskov, did not respond to our questions as to why Diljana was fired. Lada Price, a lecturer in journalism with the Sheffield Hallam University, says that Diljana's case is not unique. She says there is a pattern in Bulgaria of intimidation and harassment of journalists.
It's very dangerous for media freedom, because when journalists know that that is going to happen to them, then ultimately not many are going to investigate potential corrupt cases like the one that Diljana was investigating. Unfortunately, the media environment is something that's problematic, and it's encouraging self-censorship. Because if you know that you're about to lose your job, or you can lose your job easily, then you're not likely to go and probe abuses of power.
A 2014 study by the European Association of Journalists, Bulgaria chapter, found that more than half, 52% of journalists in Bulgaria admit that political pressure is continuously exercised upon their media. More than 30% say that they themselves were pressured by politicians. Rosen Bosev, himself a member of the European Association of Journalists, also found out the hard way what happens in Bulgaria when you probe into things when authorities don't like it.
Our news outlet and me personally, we were at the scope of the authorities where we wrote stories on Corporate Commercial Bank 2012, 2013, 2014. Certainly, we didn't disclose our sources, but there was a preliminary investigation that was opened by the prosecutor's office in Sofia. Well, it's formally opened against public official who leaked the files. However, we were questioning. And when we wrote stories about the corporate commercial bank in 2013, we were accused of attacking the bank stability in Bulgaria. And our newspaper was fined by the Financial Supervision Committee with a fine of 75,000 euros, which is a huge sum for Bulgaria.
But things can get worse than being fired or fined. Lada Price tells us about the case of Doyen Tonchev.
A local journalist based in Pomorie, which is a small town on the Black Coast. So last year, 2016, he was severely beaten. He was said to be hospitalized. His name is Stoyan Tonchev. He thinks that it was because of his critical reporting of the local government and asking some inconvenient questions. That's why he was beaten up. And eventually there was an arrest, but the person who was alleged to assaulted Tonchev was released on bail. And so far, there's no results from that investigation. And that is yet another pattern that when there are investigations, which are rare, they don't lead to anything. So there's hardly any consequences. And that is similar for when journalists get fired from their job.
In Bulgaria's complex media landscape, media tycoons are struggling with each other, while some use the press to attack their political opponents or press agencies that are critical of them or the Bulgarian government. Ironically, says Bolsev, some of these publications even receive EU funding.
2 years ago, it was disclosed that the government is financing, through EU funds, it's financing tablets and yellow media, which is supporting the government and who are publishing fake news for promoting the Bulgarian presidency of the EU.
Now, in the beginning of next year, on January 1, Bulgaria will head the EU's rotating presidency. What does the EU do to improve the media situation in Bulgaria?
The EU obviously has on several occasions issued stern warning. They have issued reports to highlight abuses to media freedom, and that happens on a regular basis. Unfortunately, journalists in Bulgaria are not happy about that. The EU seems to be taking the hands-off soft approach, despite its spoken commitment to media freedom and the importance of journalism for democracy. They are constantly calling for the government to respect media freedom, to society to debate, to see how it can be changed, but nothing specific in terms of action.
One possible action, she says, is withholding all funding to media-related agencies, but that will then also hurt the ones that do stick to journalistic standards. But this has not happened, and it may never be happening. And for the time being, journalists in Bulgaria who are looking for the truth will have to face being fined, being fired, or being intimidated or hurt. The alternative is to be silent, but that will mean that the truth may not come out. And with that, we end this edition of International Media. Don't forget to tune in same time next week. And from me, Jan van der Made, goodbye.